Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. First of all, want to remind folks the Iowa State Fair continues through this Sunday. If you haven't made a trip to the fair yet, or if you're going back, I encourage you to visit the many places you can visit ISU Extension and Outreach around the Iowa State Fair this year. Camp Sci is set up in the Varied Industries building and will take Iowans on a guided tour of the 99-county campus made possible by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Stop by to learn all about the programs and resources available to Iowans from Iowa State University Extension. Of course, we can be found all over the Iowa State Fairgrounds, from the Agriculture Building with the Polk County Master Gardeners Learning Garden to, of course, the 4-H Exhibits Building, where many of our 4-H'ers from across the state, including right here in Cass County, we'll not only have many static exhibits on display throughout the fair, but we'll also be performing and providing educational presentations and working exhibits for folks to enjoy throughout the fair as well. Back here a little closer to home, in the news yesterday, we have Montgomery County, Iowa, just to the south of Cass County, as the newest location where emerald ash borer has been confirmed in Iowa. We have, of course, many resources for folks wondering about the emerald ash borer available through the ISU Extension website and also available by calling or stopping into the Cass County Extension office. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions as this emerald ash borer invasive pest continues to move across the state of Iowa. A few reminders for folks regarding emerald ash borer. This is an invasive insect that is not native to the U.S., and one of the primary means of transport is through either ash nursery stock, or oftentimes the emerald ash borer is moved in firewood by folks, especially during this very busy camping season that we have here in Iowa with all of our great public parks, state parks, and beautiful water areas. So, reminder to folks to please avoid transporting either ash wood or anything that you are not sure of the origin. This little pest can easily hide under the bark and be transported many times and great distances by humans not intending to transport. If you have questions about potential treatment, ISU Extension has recently updated their publication regarding treatment for emerald ash borer. One question that certainly comes to mind this time of year is, do I need to treat and can I treat? The answer to that remains the same. Treatment is recommended if you have a location within 15 miles of the known infestation. First of all, you need to know if you have an ash tree on your property. And if you need help identifying the trees on your property, you can look to ISU Extension and Outreach for a hardwood tree ID guide, some great resources that will help you identify ash trees based on the bark patterns, leaf patterns, seed patterns, and things like that. The next thing you need to do is decide whether the ash tree you have on your property is one that you are prepared to treat for the long term. Treatment of emerald ash borer or preventative treatments of emerald ash borer in ash trees is something that has to be done for the life of the tree in order to keep that tree alive. It can be treated by homeowners if the trunk has a diameter of less than 15 inches. However, the treatment window for this year has passed, so if you have a smaller ash tree on your property that you are interested in treating yourself, the treatment window time frame for that tree has passed for this year, so it may be something to consider over the winter as we move into next growing season. If you have a very large ash tree on your property that needs to be treated by a commercial applicator, there is still a small window here in the end of August when treatment can happen, but again, you may want to consider more of that preventative treatment happening next spring if you do have trees you are interested in saving. Again, for more information on the emerald ash borer in Iowa, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has a great list of resources, including treatment recommendations, how to look for some indicators on your trees that they may be infested with emerald ash borer, as well as identification of the actual emerald ash borer pest as well. Again, you can find those by stopping in the Cass County Extension office, giving us a call, or find them on the Iowa State University Extension website. Another resource newly available on the ISU Extension website and through your local county extension office is the Resource Guide for Beginning Farmers. This new resource has in-depth training resources and is an informational manual for beginning and aspiring farmers. Again, newly available through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture. The goal of this manual and with the resources was to provide a starting point for beginning farmer training across Iowa, according to Alice Topoloff, Leopold Center Program Assistant. Organizations and nonprofit groups interested in housing farm training for want-to-be farmers will find this publication useful to assist farmers in starting small businesses selling food products in Iowa. The publication includes appendices listing useful organizations as well as programs that support beginning farmers, as well as a helpful guide of local contacts for folks interested in beginning their process as a farmer. Also from the ISU Extension and Outreach team, another topic that we often see this time of year is lawn care. One of the things that we often look to do this time of year is lawn aeration. Why would we aerate our lawn? To relieve soil compaction, improve water and nutrient movement in the soil, as well as to prevent accumulation of thatch in older lawns. Aeration improves the growing conditions for turf grass plants and can result in a healthier and more vigorous lawn. September and April are the best times to aerate Kentucky bluegrass and cool season lawns in Iowa, so that is right around the corner. While overall results are beneficial, core aeration can cause some additional initial damage, so you should be prepared for that if you do decide to aerate your lawn. Aerating in September or April will allow the grass to quickly recover during these favorable growing conditions that we see in spring and early fall. As we get cooler and have some moisture hitting the ground this week, certainly good grass growing conditions out there right now. And oftentimes this year we are a little drier, but certainly we have good moisture conditions for growing grass right now, as long as we can keep the soil from becoming so muddy that we make a mess when we go in there and do some of this lawn work. If you do find a good time frame, a good window to aerate your lawn, you want to do this with a core aerator that has hollow metal tubes or tines that remove plugs of soil. You want to avoid spike-type devices that simply punch holes and compact the ground. Core aerators are often available at rental agencies and can also be a service provided by many lawn care companies if you prefer not to rent one of these and do it yourself. If you do rent one, make sure you're removing soil cores that are approximately 3/4 inch in diameter and 3 inches long. For best results, you should aerate your lawn when the soil is moist, but not muddy. Avoid aeration when soils are either overly dry or overly wet, as the tubes or tines will not be able to penetrate deeply when the soil is dry and may get plugged or cause mud when the soil is too wet. Lawns that are properly aerated should have about 20 to 40 holes per square foot. Since most core aerators will not remove the proper number of holes with a single pass, it's usually necessary to make several passes across your lawn to achieve this. So making sure the soil is not too wet when you go to do this aeration process, or you may end up with just a large muddy mess in your front yard. Frequency of aeration in lawns should be determined by the soil type, as well as the amount of use of your lawn. Lawns growing in heavy clay-type soils and those subject to heavy foot traffic throughout the year should be aerated twice a year. Once a year should be sufficient for lawns that are established on well-drained soils and have little foot traffic throughout the year. As always, for more information on any of these resources or upcoming programs from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, you can always give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street, drop us an email, or visit us online anytime. Visit Cass County ISU Extension or Iowa State University's webpage for more information. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.